guys, what's up? It's the 90-day YouTube challenge. I'm Aarti, aapke saath. So today I'm going to talk about something that I've been contemplating about for a while now. Dealing with depression, the stage one. Now, before I go ahead and, you know, start talking about it, I'm just so glad with the kind of mental health awareness that has happened in our country over the past few years. Like, in the past 2-3 years, a whole lot of, writing about the topic has happened, a whole lot of celebrities coming out in the open and accepting to, you know, having been through a phase of depression at some point in their life. And then films have been made about it. So yeah, a lot has been happening and I'm really glad for the kind of awareness that is in our country for it. But I think jitna bhi awareness abhi badh chuka hai, utna stigma abhi bhi exist karta hai. But I think that's a matter of time. It's about all of us coming out as individuals, accepting to what we are feeling. And maybe, you know, collectively we can fight that battle too. So this is my effort of sharing my journey here on this platform, because I know for a matter of fact that a lot of people out there will be going through something similar and are going to relate to this. So when I started going through depression, which happened, I was diagnosed with mild depression, mild clinical depression last year in 2017, somewhere in the middle. And when I started going through, now this is the very early phase of how it started happening, the first few days were a lot about, you know, just waking up feeling very gloomy, very moody, having very low energy early in the morning, feeling very lethargic, wanting to sleep a lot all the time, not wanting to do a lot of, you know, activities that I would otherwise enjoy doing. So a lot of these things started happening, and then there were days I would just wake up in the morning and start crying for no reason. And you know, gradually the crying increased to a level where one day early morning I felt so low and I felt so gloomy that I just called a friend, and the moment she said hello, I cried so much that I choked and I couldn't breathe. And I think that was my first ever experience with an anxiety attack, a panic attack that happened to me. So that was my earliest encounter with dealing with panic attacks and anxiety attacks, and that's when I started sharing with one or two close friends what was happening to me. So honestly, I have been really lucky because I had friends who were aware, some friends who had gone through stuff, so they knew exactly the steps that I should be taking. So after sharing with one or two friends, when I told them, you know, this is what is happening, one of my very close friends told me, why don't you go see a therapist? So my first reaction to it, like every other normal person, was denial. It was like, no, I don't need a therapist. Like, I think it was just one of those mood swings and it's just going to go and I don't think I need it. So I wasn't denying therapy because I was ashamed of any judgment or because of any stigma. I honestly thought I can handle this shit myself. Like, I honestly thought whatever was happening wasn't too big. I could totally deal with it and move on with life. Like, I had my friends, I had the stuff that I read, that I go to all the time, I have my videos that I watch, and I thought I'll be completely fine with that. Actually, there is this really interesting quote that I read about depression, which I think is so true. It says, depression is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of having stayed strong too long. And I think that makes a lot of sense, because when this hit me, or when I, you know, initially happened to go through this period, it took me by surprise. For me, I mean, as an individual, I thought, that was my ignorance, I thought you go through something like this after some huge instance occurs, or, you know, after something big has happened in your life. For me, everything in my life is going just fine. Like, I was doing a good job, I was working with really great people, I was earning good money, I was growing at work, I had great friends, I was staying with my family. Till a point of time, I was alone in Bombay living by myself, but abhi meri family mere saath nahi thi. So, you know, like, everything is working for you. So, and then I was going on dates, like, I had my one-off Tinder dates happening once in a while. So I did not understand the reason of going through something like this now. Like, a lot had happened in my life 2-3 years before that, but I had just overcome it and I was going through life, you know, pretty normally. And then suddenly this hits out of nowhere. So it kind of took me by surprise, and that was my reason of denying, you know, any help or going to therapy. But when the anxiety attacks, like, increased in number, when one became two, two became three, I was like, no, I am not going to deal with this. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, prolong this anymore. I took a recommendation from a friend and saw a therapist. But that's the whole deal. I mean, it took me a while to accept the fact, I mean, come out of denial, accept what I was facing, and go to a therapist. A lot of people dealing with depression, or a lot of people who go through these mood swings, deny help because of shame, because of the fear of being judged, because of the stigma in the society. And I think that's completely wrong. When we have like a flu, or you have like a fever or a headache or a stomach ache, you don't sit there and say, oh, this will just pass, it's just a bad phase. No, it's not. You go to a doctor, you get it treated. So going to a therapist is something similar. When you're going through something like this, you can't sit there saying, oh, it's a phase, it'll pass. I'll just wait for it to pass by. No, you have to go to a specialist in that whole field and, you know, let them help you. There are and nowadays there is so much help out there. I've got a therapist through a friend's recommendation. There are a lot of websites to go to. There is an app called Practo, which I use all the time for, you know, booking doctor appointments. There are a lot of therapist recommendations there. So, you know, there are too many ways for help to be available if you want it to be available. But the step one is, of course, stepping out of the denial. Yeah, that was the first initial phase of depression that I went through. So for all the other people who have been watching till now and who are not sure if they are going through it or not, there are some really common symptoms of depression. The most common ones are changing in your sleep pattern, it's insomnia, this change in eating patterns, you start eating a lot, putting on weight, losing interest in, you know, just general everyday life activities, or just losing interest in things that you really enjoyed at a particular time. Then there is, you know, irritability, memory issues, trouble concentrating, you know, difficulty in making decisions, and in some extreme cases, you know, ideas of harming your own self. So if you guys are facing any of these symptoms, it's definitely a sign for you to go and seek professional help. Like, I know we all have our friends, we all have family who loves us, and you know, we sometimes think that they could be the people to help us, but I think that's a wrong approach, and I have learned it by the trial and error method. And I also heard it from one of my therapists who made complete sense. She's like, if a tap is broken in your house, you're not going to ask your family and friends who really love you to come and fix the tap. You're going to ask a plumber, and that totally makes sense. So I think going and seeking professional help at an early stage could do a lot of damage control for later. So which is what I did. I went at a pretty early stage, and I, you know, that really helped me over the last few months of whatever therapy I took. So this is it for today. I'm going to talk more about depression in the next few videos that I'm going to do. If any of you guys watching have felt something similar or related to what I said, or are currently going through something similar and, you know, just need a listening ear, if you have anything more to contribute to this, feel free to drop in a comment and, you know, have a chat about it. And on that note, I'm going to take off and see you guys tomorrow. Bye.